walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps, and I'm the only one. And I walk up my shadow.
Well, look who's here. Brian McTavish, senior writer at Thinking Bigger Business Media. How are you, buddy?
You say that with such a dulcet tone.
I have to go slow. It's such a mouthy, wordy, syllable-y set of words.
Try this. Thinking Bigger Business Media.
There you go. You got better down than I do.
I've got it down.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm pretty good. That's Green Day's
Who is
American
that?
Idiot. Well, actually, that's the Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
It's a good song.
From the Broadway musical based on the rock concept album of the same name.
And we're hearing about that song because?
Well, because Green Day's American Idiot, the big Broadway hit, the big musical, 7:30 Saturday night and 1 and 6:30 on Sunday at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts.
Huh. And what about it?
Well, I'm going to pick up that phone and I'm going to answer it.
Yeah, say hello.
Hello. Yeah. Hey, well, here's what I have to tell you. Three lifelong friends forced to choose between their dreams and the safety of suburbia. That's the boil down. That's the plot of the show. And it all comes from Green Day's album, where characters, young people, you remember young people, right?
I know two of them very well in my own house.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. I have one of my own. And these young people, I'm told, are basically looking for the meaning of life.
Yes, they are. They're looking for lots of things.
Yeah, and in this show, they do it three chords at a time.
They look at my wallet a lot, too. Dad, I need $5. Dad, I need... You got $10?
It's a good thing they're looking in your wallet and not mine. Yeah. I have a lot more luck in your wallet, I think.
There you go.
Anyway, big Green Day hits like Boulevard of Broken Dreams, 21 Guns, Wake Me Up When September Ends, Holiday, and of course the title track, American Idiot, all written and originally sung by Billy Joe Armstrong. It's a concept album. It's a rock opera. It's a storyline. It's a narrative. Interestingly, unlike American Idiot, unlike Tommy by the Who, unlike Jesus Christ Superstar, which all started out as albums and had Broadway runs, the one I'm waiting for is the old Genesis concept album, The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway.
Always thinking. That's Brian McTavish. All his picks are on our website, kcur.org. And what do we got here?
What do you want?
I don't know.
Okay.
That could be anything. That could be an introduction to virtually anything.
Well, that's true, but in this case, it's actually subject-specific. That's the music of violinist or fiddler, if you prefer, David Garrett, who fuses rock and pop and symphonic and baroque music. And he'll be doing that for his fans, and there are plenty
all
of them.
All that together in one show.
And more.
Yes.
This is just a little segment we do. I can't possibly display all of the grandeur to come. If you actually show up and buy a ticket to see David Garrett 7:30 Sunday night at the Midland, in a nutshell, very quickly, former child prodigy of the classical world. When he was just 13, he signed a big label deal with Deutsche Grammophon.
Everybody's a child prodigy but me.
Well, I like the phrase former child prodigy.
Yeah.
I mean, what else would you be?
Well, once a child prodigy, you're always a child prodigy.
Well, unless you're cut down as a child, which is never fun to talk about, and I'm sorry to bring it up. Anyway, this guy, that was his version of Coldplay's Viva La Vida, if I'm saying that right.
You did very well.
He also does a great version of, get this, he fuses things together. He takes the James Bond theme and Led Zeppelin's Whole Lot of Love, and what do you think he calls it?
I don't know.
Whole Lot of Bond. I'm not kidding. I'm not that funny.
There you go.
Lover of love, now that's a what you are. No one in particular. That's your line.
I know this guy.
Tell me about
him. I like this guy.
Wait a minute. I'm supposed to tell you about him.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll
try. The floor is yours.
I thought you were going to take it from me.
You get mad at me if I take up too much of your time.
Let's
please go ahead.
The audio stage. Yeah. Alan Toussaint, the great living legend.
Yes.
Alan Toussaint. New Orleans, R&B, soul, and funk. Coming back to Kansas City for what's sure to be a vastly entertaining time at the piano, 8 o'clock Saturday night, downtown.
This is Cypress Avenue at the Folly and our buddy Bill Shapiro.
Yeah. Well, you said that much faster and better. Why didn't you take the floor?
I just did.
In any event, I could go on and on, but we don't have time for that. Major influence on lots of rockers. He actually did. Remember Southern Nights by Glenn Campbell?
Yes.
He wrote Southern Nights. Remember Working in the Coal Mine and Yes We Can? He's worked with all the biggies, but he is one of the biggies, and I'd encourage everyone to check out Bill Shapiro's presentation
and
of Mr. Toussaint.
For a little comedy, who do we have this weekend to spice it up here a little
Kyra
bit?
Kyra Soltanovich. I hope I'm saying that right. Born in the former Soviet Union, raised by immigrant parents as a California kid. Very funny. She's written for Joan Rivers. She's done a lot of reality TV prank-type shows. Let's hear a little bit from Kyra, who will be performing. Well, we'll keep that as a suspense thing. Let's hear first.
It wasn't good when I was single. I didn't appreciate. I didn't do well. I still go out with my friends that are single now. They go to bars, and I hate it. I was at a bar recently with a friend of mine, and I just to be nice, I shake this guy's hand. Hey, how's it going? My name's Kyra. Instead of shaking my hand, he goes behind my ear and pulls out a coin. Have you ever had someone, ladies, do magic on you just randomly? Like when you're not expecting it? First of all, I'm not impressed. That's where I keep my loose change, number one. Number two, why would I ever hook up with a dude that does cheesy magic?
Okay, yeah, she is performing Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Stanford & Sons Comedy Club at the Legends.
And finally today.
Well, the hoodoo king and the hoodoo queen throw a little party down in New Orleans. Heard a woman scream and I turned around.
And?
Are you ready to get sweaty?
Yeah.
It's time to dance to the Bel-Airs.
The Bel-Airs.
From Columbia, Missouri, celebrating this year their 30th year together. A great, fantastic, did I say fantastic?
Yes.
Bar band, rock and roll as it should be rocked and rolled, 8 o'clock Friday night, Knuckleheads.
That sounds like fun.
That's the one we should do.
I love Knuckleheads. We should do that one.
Yeah, I'm there. Let's do it.
That's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. You can find all of Brian's picks up on our website, kcur.org. Tomorrow on the show, our indie foreign and documentary film critics are back. They'll discuss all the stuff showing on area screens. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.